The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now this man here is going to take me by the hand. And he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz. In the right tempo, fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars.
In other words.
In other words, hold. In other words,
baby, kiss me.
Baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's one of those mornings, baby.
Like this. I do.
I love it. He brings out the worst in daddy. I'm telling you something.
No, I don't.
No, this. You know, I'm looking at my microphone. I am like really not cranky. I guess I didn't get much sleep, so it's the little things that bother me.
You're
this
kidding.
Morning.
I would never have guessed.
I stopped at Staten Island. I had two bites of a piece of pizza, and then I took the cheese
great
off.
Great pizza. Great pizza.
Fake Italian.
What is the name of that?
That's terrible.
What was the name of that place?
Well, it was near a CVS and a Dunkin' Donuts. Good luck, everybody. I mean, really.
You don't know.
Might as well have just said there was a White Castle.
Victory Boulevard. By Victory Boulevard.
Okay.
Victory Boulevard.
CBS could have been Joe and Pat's.
Oh,
No, I know Joe and Pat's. That's legendary.
Yes.
No, this is, it was like a place that you wouldn't think. It was next to it.
Hold it.
It was like Dunkin' Donuts. There was another store there. And then there was a big CVS and a parking lot. Al, does that help?
Near the King's Arms Diner?
No, it was kind of in the middle of nowhere, man.
Oh, I know exactly where he's talking about. It's near near Silver Lake.
It was nuts. So Big Mike, thank God for Big Mike. What a great, I'm just blessed to have this kid. He's going to be a police officer soon.
He goes to the
Academy. Clove Lakes Park. I know exactly where he's talking.
Just let me go in that pizza joint. I go in there, and I had to order a pizza, and the guy, I'm waiting for him to go, hey, Joe, what are you doing here? It was great. Never got recognized. It was great, you know? And he was polite. That pizza, it was crispy crust.
Mm.
For me to take, like, two big bites with the cheese. You know, I'm counting the grams of fat. I said, it was great. That's what's great about living in New York. Because you could go anywhere and get pretty decent pizza in New York. Yet not around the rest of the country. In Jersey as well. You get great pizza in Jersey. Not as good as Caldwell Pizza. That was my favorite back in the day. They put the olive oil on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and they put the olive oil all over the top.
Mm.
And my guy's neck, they would have the cigar. And the cigar ashes would be in the sauce. just to add the flavor like that. So, hey,
Round Pie Pizza Company.
Oh, that's supposed to be good. I haven't been there.
Round Pie Pizza Company. It's right next to the Dunkin' Donuts at CVS off Victory Boulevard. That's where you ate.
It was small restaurant.
Joint.
But whatever it was great pizza. And my kudos, man, because that's my favorite food is my mother's lasagna.
Near Victory and Jewett.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Wow.
I haven't been there yet.
I'm
supposed
smart.
To be great.
I'm smart. Not like they say, Mike.
It's like a little small place. Yeah. I'll ask out 10 times. Small, right? Small. Smart.
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 Like
I'm
everybody
smart.
Says. Not like
that's
everybody
right.
says.
That's right, Michael.
So my mother makes lasagna to die for.
Right.
To die for. Mm-hmm. How she does it. And we videoed. We've documented, wow. And my nephews, Brian and Brett, are great chefs in their own right. So, and they've learned about how to make grandma's lasagna, you know?
Nice.
But you can't make it like mom, you know? Like mom makes it. And it's great. And then when it comes to Thanksgiving, this is when I'm off my diet, and I'll gain 10 pounds.
Because no, you won't. You'll gain maybe 10 ounces.
No. So,
gain weight.
So Thanksgiving, that's when, you know, and we go, well, okay, it's Thanksgiving, lasagna, boom. Then Christmas, boom. And then I go into a little diet till Easter. Then we have the lasagna again. My favorite. I love it. I just love it. So after that, I love pizza. It's like my favorite food. It's a great. Who came up with this concept? Probably the Chinese, right? Aren't we supposed to remember? They invented the noodles, right? So they invented the pizza too?
No, they did not.
When we go to Italy, you will find what I just said about Staten Island, you will find pizza in Il Bar. You'll go to Il Bar. You go to a place, it'll be just like a stand-up bar.
Right.
Best food, you can't believe
it. Wow.
Yeah.
I did have Sicilian pizza once when I was in Sicily.
Oh!
That was a treat.
Oh, yeah.
That was a treat, yeah.
I got to go to...
The question is, will you eat in Italy, or will you stare at the food like everyone else does?
You need to eat. I'll eat. I'm
going to
eat.
Somebody has to video him in Italy when he gets the food put in front of him to see if he actually eats it, because I can see him.
They're going to cancel his visa.
Right.
Really good.
Can I have chicken and rice there? Chicken. Last night was great. I don't know how they know, but I walked in and we had a long night, and we're gonna do. I was gonna be the master of ceremonies. I want to make sure everything was okay. We're doing sound check. A big night out in King of Prussia yesterday. So all of a sudden, what appears before me? Plain pasta and grilled chicken with nothing on it. I go, somebody likes me, baby. It's power food. It's power food.
Yes.
The bland, too.
The pasta gives you... Well, I put olive oil on it. And a little
what a cooking show he would have. Everything would be bland. It has no taste. It's delicious.
It'd be the most boring cooking show. You're right.
And Joe, is there any added ingredients? Just burn it. It's great.
But it's healthy. I mean, I think it's great because, you know...
Look at that beautiful filet mignon. What do? How long do you cook it for? Until it's black.
And then you eat
it.
That.
How do you eat it? With a chisel. It's great.
Oh, I love well done.
Oh, can you imagine the cooking utensils he'd have? He's a big hammer and a chisel. Ding, ding.
And let's dig into the steak. Yeah. Ding, ding.
And then the other person along the way, he's trying it and... I can't really chew it. No, it's all right.
We'll keep Dr. Ed Romano around, so when you break your
teeth. Pour some maple syrup on it. It's fantastic. It's a slow-burning sugar.
And let's try rice. And there it is. It's cooked. Leave it the way it is. But you see, the thing about
Debbie... How about butter? No butter. No butter. He smacks the butter away.
You can spray it with Durasan, though. Because that'll bring a little flavor to it.
Durasan.
Debbie, the natural flavor of natural food is, people forget. If you eat pasta, I challenge anybody today to eat pasta plain. Whatever it is, whatever pasta you like.
A little salt at least?
No. Maybe salt, sure. If you want salt. I had a little salt yesterday because I wanted to raise my blood pressure. Great.
Yeah.
No, so... But the natural taste of pasta is spectacular. You forget.
You forget
the natural taste. If you have rice, just regular, plain, white or brown rice, whatever it is, it does. Al's not buying any of this.
Like
if there wasn't EMP,
like
if the North Koreans decided to launch an EMP and technology was useless, Joe would survive. You know why? Not only because the bag that he carries,
it's
60
true.
Pounds
it's
of survival gear, he could eat anything bland and he'd be fine with it.
Oh, he'll survive.
He'll survive. We just picked this stock. It's great. It's all natural. Eat it. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's like Carol Altman. Carol's issue. She's all natural.
But even her stuff has taste to it. Yours has none.
But no way. What did she eat at the wedding? What was the raw food she had at the wedding?
I don't think she ate. I think
she did. She was sitting next to me. I should know this. It's like the salad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she had the salad. And then there was... The salad. That's all they're really paying attention.
The salad.
It was really, I wasn't looking at the food.
No.
Right? Hey, Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join. You know, there is news, and it's interesting.
Never know it listening to this show.
I know. You never know it listening to us. But I'm so tired of people yelling, and I'm so tired of watching the news. And you know, and I speak to you listening. And being such a vital part of this morning show and part of the family and watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook this morning. And when I'm out there and I'm out out. You know, and I go around, whether it's like, where am I going? Oakland, California. I'm going to Beverly Hills. We're doing a gig in Kansas City, you know, and then I go to Pennsylvania yesterday. And I see America. I'm out there and I see the Americans and I see how much they like the country. You know what? They like the president. You know what? They may not like his style, whatever. They like the president. They like the country. It's okay. Everything. But they say, oh, Joe, yeah, you're on the radio. Some people know. A lot of people don't know because they're outside the area. I said, just go to 970, AM970TheAnswer.com. You could find us and everything. But I said, when you see, like, for example, I'll use the impeachment as an example. I'm so tired of hearing it's a made-up, concerted, deep state takedown of a president. And that is scary. It's scary. And you will look to people, Joe, what do you think about this impeachment thing? I say, well, it frightens me. If you think about the Mueller probe. Think of the ancillary collateral damage of the Mueller probe. Think of the hundreds of thousands of dollars people like, oh, Hope Hicks, people like Roger Stone, General Flynn still had to sell his house. That's scary stuff, man. And the press doesn't even focus on that. So they leave it. It fails, the Mueller probe. The people are still in jail. The people still have to pay their lawyers, right? Like Michael Caputo, who's been on the show. You hear it. Now they move to the next. This is I have to give Dan Bongino credit for saying. It's a rollout. This is a rollout is what this is. It's a concerted takedown. And you see it and I see it. I'm so tired of talking about the negativity of it. Sometimes, and they throw around the word impeachment. They throw it around. That is a concerted effort. They go into the bowels of the Capitol and the Democratic Congress. They go down. The United States House of Representatives. It's Pelosi. It's Rashida Tlaib. It's the squad with AOC and Ilhan Omar. And they go, just say impeachment over and over and over again. So it's in your mind. And, you know, even like when with my daughter, my beautiful daughter says to me, she goes to a great school, but every school is so liberal. She goes, impeachment. She's like, and I said, honey, impeachment for what? They don't know. Obstruction of justice for what? There's no obstruction of justice. There's no reason for impeachment. They throw it around. So to talk about it, sometimes you just get tired talking about it. And sometimes I'm afraid to even say it. Now we go to Syria this morning, and now there is something to talk about. The president has said during his campaign, and Frankie's been all over this from day one, get the heck out. Colonel McGregor comes on this show, tells me, no reason to be in Syria. You got to get out. I'm thinking, in a military sense, son of a soldier, you know, and a chicken hawk. I never served, but I tell you what, my attitude is, if you're going to leave, you know, don't let him, like in Somalia, the way we just walked away from Somalia. Do you know this troop's still in Somalia? So maybe there's got to be maybe we just leave it to the military, you know. But that's at least a conversation we can have and something we should talk about this morning. So forgive me if I get distracted or we have some fun with the team here, but only because, I'm so tired of the negativity and the concerted takedown of President Trump. Work with him. Where's the infrastructure? What are we doing about the 3.6 million young black children who live in poverty every single day in the United States of America? Where is that? The infrastructure, come on. Opioid, the mass shootings. I thought we were going to do something with that. USMCA. Listen to what we're not doing because we're too concerned with this quote-unquote impeachment. So there I am. See, now I'm railing already about the news, you know, and I just hesitate to do it because it's so dang negative all the time. So forgive me if we try to have a little bit of fun and break it up a little bit. However, we will turn to the experts, and one of the great experts is Colonel Jack Jacobs. He's a dear friend, a Medal of Honor recipient, just a great guy, and I cannot wait to hear what he has to say about Syria. Also, Andre Domino is here. He's going to join us. My buddy Manny Alfano is just so concerned as Italian-Americans that they're taking away everything Italian-American. There's an assault on anything Christian, anything Italian-American. I'm telling you, we fall in. This attack on Columbus is not Columbus. It's an attack on Christianity. Trust me, that's what this is. And the Italians are a good big part of that. That's our holiday. They want to just take it away. And you know what? In New York, we're not going anywhere. We ain't going anywhere. It's like I told Tucker a year ago on his show when they said they're going to take down the statue. I looked in the camera on Fox News on Tucker's show. He's kind enough to have me on his show. I said, Tucker, with respect, I said, do you really think that they're going to take that statue down? And they didn't take that statue down. And we turned to the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and I turned to my friend Angela Vivolo, and Angela Vivolo fought tooth and nail not to take that statue down. And then they came to us, and they said, well, we want to do a little caveat. We want to put a little plaque up that says, well, you know, indigenous, no plaque, You leave the statue as it is. And you know what? In New York, New York, it's exactly the way it is. That statue stands. And the Italian-Americans are going to be proud, and we're going to celebrate Columbus Day on Monday. It's going to be on ABC7, and we invite you to watch it. My co-host will be Michael. I will be her co-host because she's the boss. She's the she's such a great gal. Maria Bartiromo will be co-hosting with Kenny Rosato over there at ABC. So we invite you to join us then. Anyway, it's all good. You know, so if we have some fun, forgive me. But gosh almighty, you got to step away from the craziness sometimes, don't you, though? You do. And 20 after 7 o'clock, Debbie Duhaime is in the studio, mm-hmm. which is great. You got to come in more often. You got to come hang with us more often.
So
do you want
fun.
Some French toast at all?
I'm
you okay?
fine. I had my eggs before I left.
See, that's what Frankie always says. He goes, well, why don't you try something interesting, Joe, like having breakfast before you leave? But then it just cuts in. It's just like it takes more time to eat, you know? So you eat something before
well,
you
eat. Normally I bring my breakfast with me
yeah,
in my
yeah.
little traffic studio, but... You know, I was.
Yep.
I figured, let me eat before I left
okay.
today, just so I didn't.
I
know.
Have to tell you, as a, in person, you're just such a joy to work with.
Thank you.
Your family's great. You're so great, Deb. It was great. We had fun. I can't wait for Italy. And
we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I'll tell
we're
you.
We're going to make a lot of memories. And your mom's going to be there.
Yeah, we'll have a blast.
We are going to have so much fun.
And
yeah.
Al's going to be all alone.
Al. Change your mind.
Are you kidding?
Join us.
First off, I can't change my mind.
It'd be the most fun he's had in 5 years.
Yeah, the last thing Frank wants is me on a plane for 7 hours, just annoying people. Left and right.
How long is the flight? Do we know?
Like, seriously.
About 6.5, 7 hours.
It's 7 there and 8 back.
You know what? It's not that bad. Flying over, where did
I sleep? It's an overnight.
I just flew to Rome. It was nice. Yeah, it was good. I can sleep 20 minutes, and then I'm so antsy on the plane.
Well, it's tough sleeping on the planes unless you have a real comfortable seat. But
yeah.
if you're, it's an overnight flight, so you may be able to sleep for longer than 20 minutes, I hope.
Yeah, so, but it is. It's like 6-7 hours. Something.
Are we all on the same flight?
We're on the same seat. We're in the same seat together.
Some people are leaving from Newark and some from JFK.
Look at you
JFK.
Whining already.
I'm not whining. I'm asking a question if we're on the same flight.
Oh. I think there are several people on the flight that I'm on from Newark, but then there's a flight, I believe, from
So
JFK.
Why am I JFK? I'm JFK. I want
because
to be Newark.
Some people are going from JFK and some people are
yeah,
going
probably because you're New York, Frank. You're in New York.
I know, but Staten Island is closer to Newark.
Yeah, you're right.
Than JFK.
You're right. We could change it if you'd like.
I had to drive back.
Well, you know, the Perillo commercial is coming up. We could just wait and talk about it there.
I took a cab back from JFK, $110 Uber on Saturday.
I know, it's so true.
When are you leaving? You want me to give you a ride? $110.
That's crazy.
You want me to give you a ride?
Yes.
I'm picking my buddy up next Wednesday from Newark when he comes back from
San
Francisco.
No. That's the problem. I have to go to JFK. And JFK is the worst airport to get dropped off.
It is so true. Colonel Jack Jacobs will join us
at Linden Airport.
And then we'll get back to the issues of the day.
Make the colonel drive us.
You get a tank. We'll get a tank.
Calling.
He'll send you a tank.
I love it.
Debbie's here with the traffic at 722 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. The LIE westbound getting into Deer Park Avenue. Watch out for an accident. One lane blocked as you head through that stretch. We're still seeing some delays right now on Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out toward William Floyd. That's closed in an accident involving a box truck that caught on fire. So definitely avoid that area of Sunrise Highway by William Floyd. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 25. Holland still about 40 in from 1 to 9. Better from the Turnpike. First Ave here in town in the 30s. That's blocked with a steam leak. So definitely want to avoid that area. We're seeing delays on the westbound belt into Lefferts Boulevard with a collision there. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, serious problem. On the New Jersey Turnpike south getting down toward Interchange 9, it's an overturned tanker truck. It's an ongoing investigation. This involves the car and truck lanes, so definitely steer clear of this. At least a 7-mile delay in the car and truck lanes there. And this investigation continuing. Reports there may be a fatality there. 78 as you head eastbound express lanes, exit 49. An accident on the shoulder getting out toward Union. Partly cloudy today, high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The online information site Pop Sugar has been sold. The Wall Street Journal says Discovery, Inc. is paying more than $300 million. Its unit, Group 9 Media, will own the Pop Sugar site. Both Kroger and Walgreens say they will stop selling e-cigarettes because of new concerns that vaping could be linked to lung disease and even death. The union representing Southwest Airlines pilots is suing Boeing, accusing it of causing $100 million in lost wages by grounding its 737 MAX fleet. Southwest estimates the grounding of the planes after two fatal crashes resulted in eliminating more than 30,000 scheduled Southwest flights. The Dow dropped 95 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 26. S&P lost 13. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. If Adam can get a chainsaw in one day with Amazon Prime One Day Delivery, and Sharon can get a leaf blower in one day with One Day Delivery, what are the odds their neighbor will order noise-canceling headphones with Amazon Prime One Day Delivery? Yes, Sarah.
Pretty good?
Correct. Introducing One Day Delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Peace and quiet delivered.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Joe on the radio, if I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? No, not Joe Piscopo. It's Mario Perillo, without a doubt. You know that. Mr. Italy always was Mario Perillo. Well, the Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 75 years. Consider, please, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. This is the one. Debbie, I got to go on this trip. This is because I've not been to Cinque Terre. I'm embarrassed to tell you. I know. I got to go.
Yeah.
Now, you could go to Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano. I got to get to Milano. I got to do it.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that into the Perillo a plan in the future, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Come home with memories that will last a lifetime. You know, let's see what some actual Perillo travelers have to say.
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
Call today at 888-PERILLO. Janice is standing by. Hello, Janice. Hello, everybody at Perillo. Request the new 2020 Italy brochure, please. It's 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Biscop on the radio. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a best-selling author, Medal of Honor recipient, a true American hero for his service in Vietnam, military analyst for NBC News, and a dear friend. Jack, welcome back to the program. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good to be with you, Joe.
Well, Jack, your tone, your demeanor, I'm retweeting that we have Jack Jacobs on Twitter. We're just so excited to have you here, and we, with such respect, Syria, the president now wants to withdraw troops from northern Syria. Jack, you always have a great objective overview. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Well, I think it's a very bad idea, and I don't think he's going to do it ultimately, withdraw them all precipitously, because it puts in danger our interests in the region. And there are a couple things about that. The first is that the people who have been our allies in Syria and whom we are advising and equipping are the Kurds. And they've been the single most important reason why ISIS is on the run in the region.
Hmm.
If we withdraw them, two things will happen. First of all, ISIS is going to come back. I mean, it's never really dead. You got to keep working on it. And we have to keep working on it. And second thing that's going to happen is that we're leaving the Kurds by themselves. And two things are going to happen there. The first is that the Kurds are going to need an ally. And the ally they're going to run to is Assad and his ally, Russia. So we're basically relinquishing any interests we have in the region. And we're relinquishing it to two really bad people, Russia on the one hand and Assad on the other. And the second thing that's going to happen as a result of this is that Turkey, who has already planned a military operation and was ready to launch it today or tomorrow, is going to sweep through northeastern Syria and is going to wipe out or try to wipe out the Kurds, whom they view as as enemies, because the Kurds want to have a separate Kurdistan. It's a bad idea from start to finish, and I think the president has decided he's going to think about it some more before he acts precipitously. But it's a very bad idea for our interests, Joe.
Colonel, President Trump said yesterday that he campaigned on this, and we can't stay there forever. Does he have a point in that regard, sir?
Well, you know, forever is a long time. We've been in a lot of places for a long, long time, and it's worked out very well. We've been in other places for a long time, and it hasn't worked well. There's a difference between the actual process of going somewhere on the one hand and going somewhere to get something accomplished. Part of the reasons we've failed in a lot of places where we've been, Vietnam is a great example, is that we did not have any achievable objective when we went there. It's sort of like, you know, let's go to Vietnam and then a miracle happens and everything is going to be okay. But in places like the Middle East, in places like Africa, where we want to have eyes on a target,
mm-hmm.
where we have people, in places like Southeast Asia, where we have advisors to assist countries in defending themselves, we have actual achievable objectives. It's going to take a long time. But just because it's going to take a long time doesn't mean it's not worth doing. And if you think about it, if the objective is to just get out of everywhere, we are relinquishing not only control, not only influence in the region, but we're also relinquishing our interests. And it doesn't pay for a country like the United States to be an isolationist. So, yeah, a long time, you know, it takes a long time to raise kids. You know, but and a lot of money too. But the outcome is well worth the effort. And our effort in Syria is worth the effort. No matter how long it takes, but it's going to take a while to make sure that our interests are preserved, Joe.
Colonel Jack Jacobs, who is Joe on the radio at 7:32. Thanks for staying with us, Colonel. We appreciate it so much. You and I have talked about this many times, and I don't know why the world can't put together an allied rapid deployment strike force that is unified. Where's NATO? Where's the UN? It's always us. It's always America always has to come in. We always have to spend our money, Colonel, you know. Why can't we put together? And you told me once, you insinuated that there was indeed some kind of strike force in place. But wouldn't it be great if we had like a, I guess you can't do it with the UN, but maybe a NATO, some kind of force where we could all join together and all try to just attack Syria, or if we're going to stay in Syria, all do it as a unified force. Is that possible, Jack, or is that going on and we don't see it?
No, it's not. I mean, there is a number of rapid deployment forces with which we're involved. We have our own, but we also are have worked very closely with NATO. And one of the things the president's done that makes a great deal of sense is to squeeze the NATO countries, our allies, into making sure they cough up their fair share of money and people and so on. And they're actually beginning to do it. It's not where it should be yet, But we do have regular rapid deployment exercises with our NATO allies. We do it several times a year. Some of them are small. Some of them are extremely large, like the Reforger exercise in Germany. But we do have those, and we are doing them. The second thing is that NATO has deployed conventional forces along the border with Russia in as diverse places as Poland and the Baltic and so on. But one of the reasons we can't put a worldwide rapid deployment force together is something that you already mentioned, and that is we'd have to rely on the United Nations. And the United Nations, from any evaluative standpoint, has done absolutely nothing and won't do anything because other people who may be our enemies have veto power. Russia has veto power. China has veto power. So nothing's going to get done. It's a large bureaucracy that costs a lot of money and has been more or less useless from a national security standpoint ever since it was created, Joe.
And Jack, we always appreciate your time talking with the great Colonel Jack Jacobs. When will this troop withdrawal take place? Do we know, Colonel?
Well, the president would like to do it right away. The question is whether we're going to withdraw everybody or a portion of it. The Pentagon's arguing fair enough to take some out, but not all of them. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. A withdrawal of some of the people was supposed to take place as early as this week, though I doubt if that's going to happen. But some will be withdrawn, but they're going to be replaced with they're going to be withdrawn actually from Syria, but some of them will be put in rapid deployment positions not far away, so we'll be able to go back in quickly if we need to. That's what the Pentagon's been arguing. But, yeah, some withdrawal was scheduled to take place very, very soon, Joe.
And, Colonel, is it – and thanks for your valuable time, sir. Are we withdrawing from all of Syria or just the northern portion?
Well, the president would like to get out of all of Syria, but the preponderance of our forces are in northeastern Syria. One of the things the Kurds are doing, by the way, in the area is that they're babysitting 70,000 Syrian refugees.
Wow.
And plus, one of the things that Turkey wants to do, and the reason they want to go into northeastern Syria, is that Turkey has a very large number of Syrian refugees, and they want them out of Turkey, and they want to stick them in northeastern Syria. So the refugee problem is a distinct one, and we're going to withdraw. When we do withdraw, we're going to withdraw out from where the preponderance of our forces are, and that's in northeastern Syria with the Kurds.
Colonel, we appreciate your time, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs. Jack, hopefully we're so overdue to sit down for dinner. Jack, let's do it. I know as we get around Columbus Day, but when we all settle down, I'd love to do that with you. We have such respect for you, Jack. Thank you for your service to this country and your expertise.
Well, thanks, Joe. We got the Chento Amici dinner on the 14th, Columbus Day.
Yep.
We're raising money to send kids to college. We collect up the money and give all of it away in scholarships.
Jack, I didn't know you were Italian. I didn't know you were Italian, man. I mean, you know, I thought you just.
I had a lot of Italian. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood in Queens, and I had a lot of Italian girlfriends. And I don't know whether some.
General Labuti's over there. I know, and Joe Grano and all of our good buddies are over there. Jack, you are a great American. You're a great patriot. I'm so proud to know you,
thanks,
my friend.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, Colonel. Okay. Colonel Jack Jacobs, right there, Medal of Honor recipient. A great guy, just a great guy. 7:37 with Joe on the radio, and a big Al Cattullo standing by right here on AM 970. The Answer with the headline news, live and local.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Freehold man who spent 4 days in the hospital with pneumonia caused by using e-cigarettes says he's trying to get people to stop vaping. Michael Mastretti tells News 12 he lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks. He had been vaping for over 3 years after using the products to quit smoking cigarettes. He adds he threw away all of his vaping paraphernalia after his diagnosis. State health officials say one New Jersey resident has died from a vaping-related illness. And two new pay equity laws now in effect across New York State. Governor Cuomo says one law doesn't allow employers to ask about a future employee's salary history. The other deals with protected classes and unequal pay for work that is much the same. The law regarding salary history applies to public and private employers. In sports, Yankees headed to the American League Championship Series. They swept the Twins with a 5-1 win in Game 3 of their American League Division Series in Minnesota. Gleyber Torres, Cameron Maben hit solo homers for New York. And as you heard here on The Answer last night, Nationals beating the Dodgers 6-1 in D.C. That forces a winner-take-all Game 5 in the NLDS, and that game will take place tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Major problems continue on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound, getting down toward exit 9. It's an overturned tanker truck, and it looks like a fatality may be involved in this. Ongoing cleanup, plus an ongoing investigation right now. Garden State Parkway northbound at 136, an accident on the shoulder. 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 26. We're getting reports of an accident there as well. Heading out past Hunterdon County, getting right out toward the area of 287. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head out to the Hudson River crossings. 25 in at the GWB. Lincoln still about 30. Holland still about 30 to 35 in from both approaches. Heading over to First Ave here in town in the 30s. Everything closed with fire department activity. And over on the Hutch as you get up through Orchard Beach, watch for slowdowns. The drawbridge is malfunctioning at this point as well, so do watch for some delays. Partly cloudy today, high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Hey, okay. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
The balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works. And I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468 751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 742. I see the phone calls. I see you. But let me just tell you about Connors and Sullivan first, if I can. Then I want to talk about Columbus Day. We got a lot of business to get into this morning. But I want to tell you how happy I am with Mike Connors, how happy everybody is with Mike Connors. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. If you have someone in the hospital and you think maybe you're not eligible for Medicaid, nursing home costs could explode to like $15,000 a month, and you're frightened about bankruptcy, if you have any of those concerns, if you're worried about your will, your trust, your healthcare proxy, all of that, Connors and Sullivan, this is what they do. And how do I know? Because I went there. And if my life, with my crazy life, if they could take care of me, and Mike did it bang like that. When I tell you quickly, I walked in, you will call Lisa. I'm going to give you a number. You call Lisa, standing by. Bridget is there. Kelly, Rose, Michael, Beth. This, you will feel so comfortable. I heard John Piscopo. Mr. Connors, what could you do for me? 718-238-6500. It's a quagmire trying to figure out your trust and your estate and your nursing home costs. Mike Connors has all the answers. I know because I went there personally. Best thing I ever did legally. I could protect my financial legacy for my children. 718-238-6500. Offices are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. It's never too late. I know that. I'm a living example of that, right? 718-238-6500. Please don't wait. Call Connors and Sullivan today. 718-238-6500. Don't forget to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mr. Connors himself Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer, or at 8 a.m. on our sister station 570 The Mission.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Okay, there we go. See, I'm gossipy with Debbie's next to me. It's great, but we got to start gossiping and talking. So I got a buddy. I got to tell you. As I talk to you here on the radio and you're watching on TV, it's like we're at home, right? This is what I feel. So Manny Alfano will call me 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times a day. Manny Alfano. It's like he's an Italian guy from Jersey. I love this guy. He's head of One Voice. God bless him. He is such a dedicated Italian-American. I'm in Greece. The phone is ringing. Manny Alfano. I'm in Italy. Manny Alfano call. And if you don't call me, you go 10 times a day. Jonah taking down the statue. That way you get. You know what, though? You got to love it. So his lieutenant is Andre Domino. And you know what? The fight is just. The fight is worthy. As I think about my grandparents coming over, and as I walked the streets of Salerno just a couple weeks ago, and I went to Duomo, right in Salerno, the Cathedral of St. Matthew, and I felt you could feel the vibes, the heart and soul of your family right there, you know? It's something you can't describe unless you're there. And now they're trying to take it all away. They're trying to take it all away. And in the name of my grandparents, I'm standing fast and holding on to my heritage. You're going to have to rip it right out from me, and you ain't going to get it. I'm telling you right now. So we appreciate the fight. So, Andre, welcome to the show, man. Thanks, Manny. Sir. I'll call him back. I'll call him back.
But you described him perfectly.
Yeah. God bless him. He'll call you. And we all know about it. But Manny's so fired up about it. Tell us about the heritage that they're trying to take away from us and why they're doing it, man, as we approach Columbus.
Well, rightly so. Manny is absolutely right in what he's doing, because there's a tremendous attack across the country regarding Columbus Day and our heritage, and it's just something that we just can't sit by. We're working on the battles, and we can't lose the war.
Yeah, it's so true. So you think it's more of an attack on Western culture than anything else, you said?
Well, certainly. I mean, they're using Columbus himself as a figurehead because of Western culture.
Yeah.
And in essence, you know, Columbus Day is an important day for all of Americans. I mean, we're Americans first, but we preserve Italian heritage, just like you said. And Columbus Day was such an important thing to all of our ancestors.
Yeah.
My parents, I'm first generation. My parents came here from Sicily, but my grandparents, my grandfather worked on the docks here in New York, and he was always happy when Columbus Day came by, because it was the one day that he had that respect.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have respect the other days.
Oh,
not back then.
You know, to that point, and I did an interview with Fox News, and then the reporter, young reporter, she was nice. She was off camera, and they were asking me about Columbus Day. Well, you know, the Italians weren't vilified like other ethnic groups. And I went, excuse me, the largest mass lynching in the United States of America was of Italian Americans in New Orleans in 1861. It's why they built the statue by Columbus Circle.
Absolutely.
Of Christopher Columbus, and remembering those 11 Italians killed and hung from lampposts and their disrespect. And then I would hear stories, and my grandfather would tell me he would get his paycheck robbed. Every time he'd go to the hat, he was a hatter. He made the hats in Manhattan. They would rob him. Oh, those, forgive me, and you and I could talk like this, the Guineas, the Dagos. Oh, Joe DiMaggio would never eat garlic because he didn't want to smell like garlic,
right?
Because they would say, oh, look at the whoppers. He smells like, the disrespect people don't understand. I saw it. I lived it. I know it. We spoke Italian in the house. My parents would not allow me to speak another language outside the house. Why? Because we're American and you speak English now.
Absolutely correct. When I was a kid, I only spoke Sicilian growing up in Brooklyn, and then I moved to New Jersey, but I grew up in New Jersey. My parents kind of made me feel like Italian was a bad thing because they didn't want it spoken outside of the house. It was kind of like that shame. But now I think I've revolted against that because I'm so proud of our heritage. And we got to work on this, because when you look at Italian Americans, we're the last ethnicity that it's okay to bash. You see, the stereotyping is rampant. And with these attacks on Columbus Day and so forth, we just can't sit back and let it happen.
You can speak Sicilian?
I do, yes.
Oh, That so you and again now my Italian friends are gonna get mad, but I don't. I'm gonna make a Godfather reference. They're gonna get mad at me. But no, just let's look at the artistic value of the Godfather of Coppola and all the Italian Americans in that film. Let's not the subject matter. Did you understand the Godfather when they would talk Sicilian? When Robert De Niro starts talking and Albert, they start using. I couldn't understand. It's a whole other language. You understood that?
Actually, those scenes in Sicily sounded just like my family.
Wow.
Absolutely identical. Wow. And perfectly spoken.
I thought they were faking it when I first saw it.
No, absolutely.
And then I saw, but that is authentic, as authentic, because it's Sicilian. And then when I went to Salerno, and I'm trying to speak the university Italian that I actually learned later, and I'm talking to my driver, and he's with the Southern Italian accent, you know, aspetta, you know. And I had to stay with him, you know, because I couldn't quite hear it, you know. Yeah, no. And when I go see my family in Avellino, when we go there in a couple of weeks, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and let them get them talking. So what do you think we could do, Andre, before we let you go? Andre Domino, and the name of the organization, by the way, is an Italian-American One Voice Coalition. Executive board member is Andre Domino. And a big shout-out to a lot of folks helping Manny, like our buddy Sal Davino, I know, steps up. A really dedicated Italian-American. What can we do? How do we maintain the legacy?
Well, we have to fight things. For example, the NEA, the largest teachers union in the country, passed a resolution to change Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day. We have a petition up there right now. We got thousands of signatures. We're opposing it. We're going to be going to the Secretary of Education because this is an inappropriate thing. You've got Princeton, New Jersey now is changing to Indigenous People's Day. And just last night, we heard a sneak resolution being brought up today in Washington, D.C. to change the district to celebrate Indigenous People's Day. It's the wrong thing to do. This is a false, fake news narrative about what Columbus did. They're attributing all these things to him, and it's just absolutely incorrect. This was no Garden of Eden when Columbus got here. So they want to raise up Indigenous people. Well, we can't accuse them of what they did. They shouldn't do it to Columbus, too.
Yeah, Andre, well said. Very well spoken and very, very, very well said. Thank you. Andre Domino, Italian-American One Voice Coalition. Appreciate it. Give Manny our best. I'll call him back, I promise.
Absolutely.
I'll call him back. And thanks for your fight. Andre, thanks so much. Piscopo, the morning, it's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. I see those phone calls right up here at our call board. I apologize for not getting to them quick enough on our Balance of Nature phone line. We're going to go to Debbie right next to me right now, live in the studio. Yay! With traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. The inbound GWB 25 minutes in. Lincoln 30 to 35. Hollis still 35 to 40 from 1 to 9, but it's better from that turnpike approach. First Ave here in town in the 30s still closed with some ongoing fire department activity. It's a steam leak that you have to watch out for over there. We're getting reports of a problem at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Watch for a crash over there. Major problems continue this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, the car and truck lanes, a couple of lanes blocked in both the car and truck lanes. Again, this is all due to this overturned tanker truck. It's an ongoing investigation. We're getting reports of a fatality there as well, so watch for the ongoing investigation. And taking a ride to 78 East Express Lanes, exit 49, a collision on the shoulder. And finally, on the westbound belt, getting into Lefferts Boulevard, it's an accident blocking one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Just freedom.
It is the right given to every American by the founders in our Constitution to live out our faith in a robust way. You can live out your faith 24/7 when you're on the job, when you're in school, when you're teaching school. You can be who you are. You don't have to hide it. The founders gave that to us.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the Quick Start, ReliefFactor.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Oh, man. We are here. We are live. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? Debbie Duhaim is in the studio.
Hey.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey,
and Frankie and Albert is here. So funny. So we love John Bramnick, you know.
Oh,
I'm
going to
hold up John's book right here. I haven't marked. It's the name of the book is Why People Don't Like You. He's a good guy. Great public servant, but, you know, hysterically funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how cynical Al and Frank are, you know. When, you know, they really are, you know. So when they met, they came to me after they hung out with John and John's beautiful wife. They're on the cruise.
Yes.
This guy's great. We love John Bradman. Yeah. They were. I'm
moving to Westfield to vote for him.
It was all I could do to get them go upstairs, downstairs to see the performance that we were doing on the Schmooze cruise.
Right.
So John has this great book called Why People Don't Like You. He's buddies with Mike Marino. They go out. They're at NJ Pack, by the way.
So funny.
This Saturday.
I've seen them both.
So he has little advice. This is what this book is great. You have to keep this book around. So when you have friends over, you go, hey, let's look at what we do and what we should not do in society. White people don't like this. White people don't like you because of this. For example, chewing gum never looks good. Am I right
good
or
point.
Wrong?
That's a very people, good point.
People keep the jaw moving. They go, it's just rude. Am I right or wrong? Is it rude? Like, it's
definitely
like,
a good.
I mean, it's nothing major, but it's just something that you want to keep. I marked a couple of other things like this. This is true. If I told you this yesterday, if someone cuts you off when driving, have the decency to wave and acknowledge that you were the one who was wrong. Debbie, you're the goddess of the Gowanus, as Frank says.
Yes, I am.
Isn't it nice if someone cuts you? You do something wrong. Ah, sorry, you could do a wave. Thank you, and acknowledge.
It's not always easy if you're like in a bad mood one day. You don't always want to just wave.
I know. And now I'm guilty that when you're driving, I think we're all guilty of this. When driving, put down the phone. No texting. No Facebook. No Instagram. No shavings. You know.
No shave. Well,
with the electric razor. So you got to check out why people. And this is our favorite, the favorite one I keep telling you about. So true. You look tired.
Is that the worst one? Oh, I'm like, I gotta go put some more makeup on.
Why would you tell someone that?
I know.
You know, I am tired. I've been up since 3 o'clock doing traffic. I'm on the news. And oh my God, I'm on the radio. So just check out the book, Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. Check it out on Amazon today.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jason Nichols has the weather at the weather desk. Good morning, Jason. How are we looking today?
Good. Actually, it looks a little bit better than yesterday. We'll see some clouds around this morning. Could be a little shower around as well this morning, but we should see breaks of sunshine this afternoon, getting up to about 68. Dry early tonight, and then maybe some more rain and drizzle moves in late tonight and continues through the day tomorrow, and probably even more rain and drizzle as we get into Thursday. But I don't want to make it sound too wet. It's just going to be occasional light rain and drizzle probably from late tonight through Thursday, but most of the time pretty quiet, just a lot of clouds, windy and chilly.
All right, Jason, thank you so much. Jason in for Joe Lumberg. I got to go to Charlie Finch. I know, Charlie, we got 2 seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air, Professor. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hi, Dream Drive, gentlemen. Great film about the statues in Central Park. Portrait of Jenny with Joseph Cotton, one of Jeffrey Lyon's favorites. When President Trump looks at a map of the world, he sees that geography is destiny. All these trouble spots bordered by Russia. Taking a hint from detente with Nixon and my old friend from Bravo, Johnny, Dr. Henry Kissinger. I had dinner with him back in the day with Dr. Rock Positano.
Yep.
President Trump is trying to create an alliance of convenience with Russia. Everyone's opposed to it. He, just like Nixon with Watergate, he's under the gun and he's trying to save the world. He's going to do it. Wait till next year, Mike Lindell. Onward and forward.
All right. Thank you, Charlie Finch. I see the rest of the calls. We're going to grab them when we come back. Giada Valente is with us. David Burke, Chef Burke, Super Chef David Burke with us live in the studio. Cannot wait to see our pal David and Giada as well. Chaz Palminteri and I had a great chat on the way back from Philly. I called Chaz. You don't want to miss what Chaz has to say right here on the radio. It's AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo, coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.